Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Harb.
It was not long ago at all that we were greeting opening day and the start of the 2022 minor league baseball season, one which we hoped would go back to the full slate, which it has, and back to, of course, two half seasons. Well, all of a sudden, we've gone from opening day to just two weekends and nine games total remaining in the first half of this 2022 season. We greet you tonight from Frisco, Texas. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders, game four of a really entertaining series. Rockhounds have taken early leads. They held on to the first two, but the Riders came back and won last night in come-from-behind fashion. They trailed 4-0, scored the last six of the ballgame, and the other number that was big, the Rockhounds committed four errors in the ballgame, and it's really tough to do that and come out on top. So, as there are now nine games remaining on the other side of the national anthem, which is coming up, want to take a quick look at the standings board for you. San Antonio closing in the south, perhaps the north wide open. And a debut tonight, Jeff Criswell will make his double-A debut on the mound, former University of Michigan star. And so we've got a pitching debut, Friday night baseball in the Metroplex. And just ahead of baseball, here is our Star-Spangled Banner. Fireworks included here tonight. Star-Spangled Banner from Riders Field in Frisco. In the North Division with nine games remaining, Tulsa has now taken over the top spot by all of a half game over Wichita. And those two teams continue their key series this weekend. Well, keep a glance at that on the scoreboard. Arkansas has been playing really good baseball, maybe the best of anybody in the North and maybe the best of almost anybody in the league along with San Antonio of late. And they are only one game out. Northwest Arkansas 4.5, and Springfield is basically now gone at nine games out. But three teams within one game in the North, which with all of nine remaining. San Antonio, well, the story we have been telling you. They started 2-11 on the season. They are since 30-15, and that means, again, easy math, they have won two out of every three games they have played since that 2-11 start, and the Missions are closing in. They lead Frisco by three. They defeated Amarillo with a walk-off in the ninth last night. They lead the Sod Poodles by four, the Rockhounds by five, and Corpus Christi now eight games out. The Missions are hosting Amarillo. So depending on what happens here, unless somebody gets really hot, and if it's the Rockhounds, that will benefit San Antonio as well. But the Missions just look rather prohibitive right now, depending, of course, on what Amarillo gets done during the weekend at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. But the Missions on top by three, boy, unlikely as it may have appeared early in the season. A pair of good prospects for their respective organizations go to the mound tonight. Cody Bradford will go to the hill for Frisco. The left-hander is 4-3, a 6.80 ERA, so that number isn't what he would like. But he is a left-hander with outstanding command. Maybe the best, in fact, in terms of control of his pitches and use of his four-pitch arsenal. He is a product, by the way, of the state of Texas. He is from Aledo, Texas, and went to Baylor University. So left-hander Cody Bradford had a very strong outing against the Rockhounds in his previous trip against the Hounds in late April in West Texas. As we mentioned, Jeff Criswell out of Michigan. We'll give you more on Jeff coming up. He was promoted, joined the club this week, and makes his Double-A debut tonight against the Frisco Rough Riders. Cody Bradford, left-hander, baseball in hand, throws the first pitch of the game right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Conditions almost identical to last night. In fact, just a little bit warmer. We have 97 degrees and a little bit more humidity, so 102 on the heat index for game number 4 of this series. Teams will play tomorrow evening at 7:05, Sunday evening at 6:05. To wrap up the set, the Rockhounds lead the series by the count of 2-1. So Max Schumann will again lead it off, his familiar leadoff position, against the left-hander Cody Bradford. And from Frisco, Texas, let's play baseball Texas League style. First pitch of the game, right down the middle for a called strike. And we are underway. Max, right-handed hitter at 335. Pitch from Bradford will turn him away, up and in. The count, 1-1. Max moving back to second. Ben Davidson in the on-deck circle. He is the Rockhounds' third baseman, Logan, at third, batting second. A swing and a miss. Good changeup. And both of these pitchers, Jeff Criswell for the Hounds and Cody Bradford for the Rough Riders, have very, very good changeups. Bradford, left-hander, ready to go. 1-2 to count. And Shade Max to pull solidly, especially down the third base side, as he takes up and in, 2-2 the count. J.J. Schwarz will move to the 3 spot. He's the designated hitter, J.J., the D.H. And Jordan Diaz at first base batting cleanup. Jordan, first baseman, pitch to Max again. We'll turn him away, up and in. Crowd hooting and grumbling a bit, but that pitch was clearly up and in, 3-2. So a full count to the leadoff batter. Bradford with a leg kick, lefty delivers, and that ball lined in the left field, a base hit. Well, that ball stayed up in the zone, and Max jumped all over it. Max Schumann. Oh, and just that quickly, he has already extended a really nice streak on base now in 13 straight games. Is Max going to get another look at that? And a little breaking ball, looked like a slider that just stayed up. Max stayed back on it, drove it through to left field for the base hit. One on, nobody down. Logan Davidson batting from the right side against the lefty. Takes over the inside corner with a breaking pitch, 0-1. Jeremy Ironman back in the lineup tonight. Homered in his return. Not from the IL, but had been out since May 31st. Jeremy will move to the field in this game. He'll play shortstop and bat fifth as Logan takes down low. 1-1. But Jeremy Ironman batting fifth. Kyle McCann will catch, and he will bat sixth. Kyle behind the dish. Marty Bikina in left field, batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Marty Bikina. Set by Bradford, lead by Schumann. Set and pitch. Down the middle, but low. Ball 2-1. Shane Selman in right field, batting eighth for the Rockhounds. Shane is in right. And Chase Kalabuig in center field will bat in the ninth spot and round out the order. Schumann on base with a leadoff single to count 2-1 to Logan Davidson, who takes, and that's inside, and that's ball 3. And somewhat unusual for Cody Bradford. He does not walk a lot of batters. Left-hander with the baseball behind his back looks in for the sign. The count 3-1. Davidson straight away in the right-hand box. Stretch and pitch to Logan. Oh, and that is up down low. Ball four. Logan wasn't sure either. He kind of stood at home plate for a moment, but that is ball four. Bradford looking in, I think, wanted to know where that pitch was. And I don't know that Logan was all that sure either because he didn't toss the bat away right away, but now he's advancing to first base. So base on balls, two on, nobody out, and J.J. Schwarz will be the batter. So it's Schumann, Davidson, and Schwarz up top. Diaz, Ironman, and McCann in the middle of the Rockhounds order. And Selman, Calabuig, Makina, Selman, and Calabuig will round it out. Almost tried to give Bobby Crosby an eight-man lineup. I don't think he'd like that. So now here's J.J. First pitch swing. Boy, had a big cut. Comes up empty. 0-1 the count. 16 games with the Hounds for J.J. Hitting .333. Has a couple of home runs and 11 driven in. Right-handed hitter waits, and the pitch swung on, bounced foul straight down to his foot. The count is no balls and two strikes. Hounds won the opener of this series 6-3, posted a three-hit shutout a couple of nights ago, 4-0, and then took a 4-0 lead last night, but the Riders rallied back. Hounds helped out a bit, again with four miscues. The Riders won it 6-4. Stretch and pitch by Bradford. Swung on and lifted high and in the air. This is near the seats and will get into the stands by about four or five rows. Well, now I'm looking. There's a group. It looks like a family. And boy, did he try to make the catch and I think whiffed because he looks a little embarrassed. It's still 0-2. Somebody reached with a bare hand. Young man reached with a glove and nobody caught it. If everybody's okay, that's just fine. 0-2, second time. J.J. waits. Runners there leads. Pitch by Bradford. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ran it away. And J.J. chased for the swinging strike three. So Bradford gives up the base on balls. Comes right back with a strikeout. Two on with one away. That'll bring up Jordan Diaz. Jordan at 3-0-8. Lost an 11-game hit streak a couple of nights ago. Came right back going 2-for-5 last night with a single on the first pitch he saw and drilled his second home run of the series. Swings and sends one high to left field. This is not going to carry. On the move is Martinez. Can he get there? And no. The ball will drift into the seats. It's 0-1. Mike Bradford got him out in front a little bit on that changeup. He throws that pitch really well. Again, it's one of his absolute strengths. Has good command all the way around. Basically a three-pitch resume. I think I said four. He's really fastball, change, and slider. The pitch is up and in, and the count is one ball, one strike. Threw a curveball in college with the Baylor Bears, but the Rangers have basically had him move away from that and use the slider instead. Looks out at second base. The pitch on the way. That'll get there. Good fastball inside corner. 1-2 to Jordan with Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck. Fastball in the low 90s, so he won't blow you away with the 95-plus stuff. But, again, really good command and very good life on the fastball. Tremendous college career. Cut a little short at Baylor 2018. He was the conference pitcher of the year. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Count stays 1-2 to Jordan. Two men on and one down here in the top of the first inning. Missed most of 2019 due to surgery. But the Rangers still drafted him in the sixth round out of Baylor. Pitch to Jordan, sent down the right field side, but that will drift foul. And that will gently bounce right into that same section. Wow, the kid I was mentioning is wearing a white kind of a jersey-type shirt with yellow sleeves. That ball bounced right by him, and the look of amazement on his face, he had a great camera angle on him. He had just missed that pop-up, and now the ball bounced right by him, and he was looking as if to say, how did I miss that? The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. The Bradford comes back with a couple of whiffs, and it's Two men down, and Jordan Diaz talking to himself as he walks away. So a single, a walk, and now back-to-back Ks. By the way, it's nothing, well, it's not my favorite word, it's not unbelievable, but what are the odds that two foul balls in the top of the first inning landed within one row of each other? But they did, much to the chagrin of the young man who brought his glove to the ballpark. Two on, two man down, here's Jeremy. Hyman takes down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Visited with him just real briefly yesterday. It was nice to see him back and sure welcomed himself with a home run. And it was a hip flexor that had kept him sidelined for 2 weeks and a day. Jeremy takes, and that's down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Saw his season cut short by injury in early July last season. Good to see him back in the order, and boy, he tattooed that home run. He has 10 home runs, does Jeremy, hitting .226. Has two on, two out. Swings and fouls one straight back. A dent in the press box. Two balls and one strike. Bright sunlight again here this early evening. The shadows with that unusual, again, the best way I can describe it looks like the outline of maybe a line stretching out left to right over the ballpark. Pitch a swing and a miss when Jeremy had a rip. And so now Bradford, who had the first two-man reach, is within a strike of getting out of the inning unscathed. Two on, two out, 2-2 count. Right-handed hitter. Crowds that played a little bit, does Jeremy. In fact, crowds it pretty significantly. The pitch on the way, and that's down and in. Count is 3-2. For a lot of fans, that had to have looked like a strike, but Jeremy crowds the plate a little bit, so that ball was certainly inside. Watching on the video every once in a while, glancing, that lead foot, that left toe, is almost on the chalk. Slightly closed stance. 3-2 count. Runners will go. Pitch to Ironman. Bounced it foul. Well wide at third. We'll do it again with a full count. Kyle McCann would be next here in the Rock Counts first. Riders Field is 409 feet to straightaway center. It's 365 to both power alleys, 364 to be precise, and 335 to each line. And playing surface here, just the actual field. One of my favorites in the league. Pitch swung on and driven high in the air to left field. Is it fair? Is it foul? On the way into the corner is Martinez. That ball will drift. Let's see. Not going to hit the wall. Foul territory. Boy, that missed a home run by about 10 feet. Towering fly ball. So the runners go back. As the late, great Dizzy Dean would have said, the runners return to their respectable bases. We'll do 3-2 again. So Bradford, a lengthy first inning, but he is still a strike from getting out of it with a goose egg on the board. Left-handed are looking in for his sign. The batter is Jeremy Ironman with a 3-2 count. Set by Bradford, 3-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss on a fastball up and Jeremy frustrated, and how about that for a comeback? Chad Bradford, a base hit, a walk, and then bang, 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 1-2-3. It's half inning in the books. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds nothing, and it is the double-A debut of Jeff Criswell, right-hander going to the mound with the Riders coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can be more what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto-pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Right-hander Jeff Criswell out of the University of Michigan. He was promoted this week, joined the Rockhounds along with Hogan Harris, who had a rather intriguing debut a couple of nights ago. Austin Beck, the outfielder, also coming up from the Advanced A Lugnuts of the Midwest League. And now Jeff Criswell to make his Double-A debut. Right-hander, a very solid prospect for the Oakland A's. Right-hander will face J.P. Martinez, left-handed hitter, left of the first inning. And here is Jeff Criswell's first pitch, and it'll find the inside corner. Good fastball, 0-1. His fastball will be in the low to mid-90s routinely, and will is capable of 97, 98. 0-1 pitch, and that'll sail up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Martinez in left field in this game for the Riders. Last night's hitting hero, Jonathan Ornelas, one of the best hitters in the league, simply put, batting second at shortstop. Criswell's pitch fouled straight back. Right at him with a fastball, and Martinez fouled it off. Blaine Krim will bat third and play the three position. Blaine Krim at first base. Sandro Fabian is the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Fabian, the DH. 1-2 stretch. All right-hander delivers. That ball looped in the air toward third. Logan Davidson near the line in shallow left, and he will tuck it away. Pop out to third. Tough hitter retired. I'll tell you about Martinez and Ornelas against the Rockhounds. Well, they have been scary good, but Martinez pops out. Trey Hare is back in the order. Second baseman batting fifth, Trey Hare. Kellen Strom in right field batting sixth. Strom is in right. Josh Biggers, the third baseman, batting seventh. Biggers at third base. Josh Stowers in center field, batting eighth. And playing the eighth spot is Josh Stowers. Pitch to Ornelas. Outside corner called strike 0-1. And Jordan Procession, the catcher, will round it out for the Rough Riders. Procession catching and batting ninth. Jonathan Ornelas, 345 average. Swings and misses. Good changeup, 0-2. Ornelas with a tie-breaking two-run single in the sixth inning last night that gave the Riders the final margin of victory. They tied the ballgame 4-4, and this guy is such a good hitter, and he drilled a two-run single, and that was it. 0-2 pitch, pop foul right side. That went into the seats. It'll rattle around a little bit. Young man with a bright green cap. Oh, and he whiffed on it. Oh, this is great stuff. I'll tell you what happened. There were two kids chasing that foul ball. Second kid got it. It swung on and missed. Oh, he got him to chase. Ornell, nasty breaking pitch away. Jeff Criswell strikes out one of the league's best. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on and two men down for Blaine Krim. That ball bounced in an area where there are about seven or eight empty rows. And there are a couple of grown-ups in a row, and then nothing behind them for a little bit, and they weren't interested in the ball. The pitcher called strike to Blaine Krim. Kid with a green cap tracking that ball as it landed between a couple of rows of seats. He tried to get it with the green cap. The ball dribbled away from him, dropped down a row. Pitched low and away for a ball that's 1-1. The other kid tried to get there one row down. The ball dribbled past him, so the ball's dribbling one row at a time. Plunk, plunk, plunk. Two kids chasing it. You gotta love baseball. 1-1 pitch. Got there. Off speed. Outside corner. 1-2. Nobody on. Two out. First inning. No score. Hounds and Riders. Blaine Krim, right-handed hitter. A solid 284. 12 home runs, including one yesterday. Pitch by Criswell. Down and away. A fastball with a lot of life on it. Two balls, two strikes. Criswell is facing right-hander Blaine Krim. 38 runs batted in for the Frisco first baseman. Slightly open stance. Swings, pops it up. out towards shortstop. Jeremy Ironman waits, and he's got it. Well, Jeff Criswell, welcome to Double-A Baseball. Retires the side 1-2-3, including a strikeout, as we said, of one of the league's best in Jonathan Ornelas. One inning complete, and after one, our Village Car Wash score from Frisco. Hounds nothing, Riders nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the second inning, no score at Riders Field. Thanks so much for starting your weekend with us here, Rockhounds Radio and MidlandRockhounds.org. Hounds spend the weekend here in Frisco. Monday is, of course, a league-wide off day, and then the final series of the first half will get going. Hounds will host Tulsa. And, man, that's a big series. At least for the Drillers, and in terms of the standings, they're all big, of course, play the game, and it's always important. But, boy, the Drillers will come to town looking for a first-half title, trying to butt his way on, and coming up empty is Kyle McCann. That was interesting. 0-1 the count as he fouled that away. Well, nobody retrieved the baseball. Didn't quite figure out why that little delay there. Home plate umpire, the crew chief, Isaiah Sparba, had to go retrieve. 0-1 count, lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch runs high. One ball, one strike to Kyle, hitting .242. Seven home runs, 23. Driven in. Catcher takes down the middle. Good off-speed pitch for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Marty Bikina and Shane Selman will follow in the Rockhounds' second inning. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, there's that changeup, and Kyle way out in front of it. That's what that change will do to you. Four consecutive strikeouts for Bradford. First two batters reached, and boy, he has just put his proverbial foot down ever since with four consecutive whiffs all on swinging strike threes. My pitch had some lateral movement to it, so Kyle was out in front and chasing it. That's a good pitch for Bradford. One of his strengths. Delivers inside to Marty Bikina, ball one. Marty at .277. Playing left field in this game, can play infield as well. And it takes a high strike, one ball and one strike. Marty, right-handed hitter. 2-for-9 with a double in the series. Swings and bounces this one foul at the plate. Ball and two strikes. Been really consistent in getting on base. He's hitting a solid .277 overall and has been on base in 16 of his last 17 games. 16 of 18 overall since joining the Rockhounds. Couple of home runs, 10 driven in that stretch. Checks his swinger, did he? Nope, he went around, and he's out on strikes. A check swing strike three. That is five in a row for Bradford. So Chad Bradford took a couple of batters to really get things going, but, boy, he has gotten things going. He is a guy who is potentially a very high strikeout pitcher, especially in the I think we'll see at the big league level as he progresses, but drops down low here to Shane Selman for a ball. But a year ago at two stops on the Rangers farm, he was here for part of last year, opened the year at high A, and then pitched for the Riders. Pitched high for a ball 2-0. But he struck out 128 batters in 96 innings, and if he walked only 21, that is almost precisely a 6-to-1 ratio. So when you talk about the command, he has proven it. Pitch will get there, strike on the outside edge, 2-1. An interesting scouting report on him says that Chad Bradford is a better pitcher than any individual tool that he has. It's really the sum of the parts. Delivers down and in, 3-1. Good command with multiple pitches. Projects perhaps as a back-of-the-rotation starter. You know, you say that and it sounds like it's somehow demeaning. That means this guy has a chance to pitch in the big leagues and do so for a while, one would think. Left-hander ready to go, 3-1. And the pitch is fouled at the dish, and 3-2 to Shane Selman. Shane has dropped under 200 now. He's at 195. Boy, and the Riders have done him no favors. Shane 0-14 with 9 strikeouts against Frisco pitching, and sometimes it's just that way. Swings and sends one foul wide of Bobby Crosby in the third base coaching box. Count still 3-2. Bases empty, 2 down. Top of the second inning, no score. Ball retrieved by J.P. Martinez in left field. There we go. And yet another kiddo comes away with a foul ball. That's a good deal. Pitch swung on and missed. Selman out on strike. So that is 6 strikeouts in a row for Bradford. After the first 2 batters up in this ballgame reached, he has now struck out 6 consecutive batters, and each of them down swinging. To the bottom of the second we go. Village Car Wash score. Hounds nothing. Riders nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here, right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Middle third of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders. In the bottom half of the second inning, it'll be Sandro Fabian, Trey Hare, and Kellen Strong to face Jeff Criswell into his second inning of his double-A career. Up from Lansing, made 10 starts for the Lugnuts. Sandro Fabian stands in, swings and rips one, gloved at third base by Logan Davidson. Rising line drive, gloved by Logan. Well, I mean, you got to pay attention, well, anywhere, but of course the hot corner is called that for a reason. The ball was, it just had to barely leave his feet, kind of lifted the right leg and up on the toes to make that catch. So a line drive out. Here's Trey Hare playing in his second game of the series. Swings fly ball left field, and going back is Bikina, going to turn and watch, and that ball's going to get gone. I was about to tell you, Trey Hare hit home runs in 5 consecutive games at Amarillo, did not hit one two nights ago, and hits another one here. He has 6 home runs in his last 7 games, and an opposite field drive off the left-handed bat of Trey Hare gives Frisco. He has 12 home runs on the year, half of them in his last 7 games. Ball gets out of here a little bit. There's very little wind, by the way. In fact, the flags are motionless.
Here's Kellen Strom. Strom takes a fastball right down the middle, 0-1. For Jeff Criswell, who's about to give you his Lansing numbers and was about to tell you that Trey Harris hit a lot of home runs, and Trey, of course, jumps on the first pitch he sees and drives it out of here. Pitch to the outside corner, a strike. The only number that raised concern for Jeff at Lansing, he gave up 10 home runs. He gave up 15 earned runs as a member of the Lansing ball club, and 10 of them came by way of home runs, and now he gives up one here. So, and that obviously is something that's just a speed bump at the moment. Ground ball up middle. It's got a chance to be knocked down by Schumann, but no play. That'll be a base hit for Strom up the middle. Max ranged well to his right, but he was behind the bag on the shortstop side on the grass. So clearly that will be the second base hit for the Riders. Frustrating there for Jeff Criswell. That was an 0-2 pitch. And Strom bounced it right back up the middle. Good effort by Max, but could not make the play. And it gets back to something that we'll say every time because it's simply put, it's true. When you get to this level as a pitcher, as Criswell now faces Josh Biggers, left-handed hitter, takes high and away for a ball. And it's a great example of it right there. That was an 0-2 count. But hitters are going to be much tougher to dispatch to get that third strike or get the out one way or another at this level. And that's just the nature of the game as you progress, of course. Swinging a pop-up. Whoa, right back here. Hello. Bang, just above us and off to the left. That'll give the folks in the audio-visual booth a see. Oh, and I think the ball dribbled back down. It did. That covers the level just below us. There's a diagonal, I'm guessing some sort of aluminum or metal roof. That ball dribbled down the slope of that roof and then kicked down into the seats as gently as you can from this far up. Count is 1-1 to Josh Biggers. Left-handed hitter Josh injured to start the year, but boy, he has come back strong. He's hitting .348. One on, one out, one in. And that ball hit in the air to right field. Coming on is Selman. Shane, glasses glistening, and he will make the catch. In right will Shane Selman. Two men down as Biggers flies out. The batter will be Josh Stowers. 1-0 Frisco in the home run by boy, Trey Hare, who is knocking the ball out of the ballpark. Now, the five home runs in five games came in the series in Amarillo, and we all know that that ballpark lends itself to the ball leaving the yard. But still, five home runs in five games. That's impressive. And he adds another here. We've said Ryder's one of the home run hittingest ball clubs in all of the minor leagues. Stowers takes way up and in. Boy, that's the man said in the movie Smokey and the Bandit. That's what we call an attention getter. Fastball up and in. Josh Stowers hitting just .205. He's got some power and he's got some speed. Has 11 steals, but just hasn't gotten down a whole bunch. Pitch will get there, called strike, and the count is 1-1. One on and two men down. Left side of the ballpark now in almost entirely in shadows, and jagged shadows stretching out left to right as you and I look at it from high up top here at Riders Field. Pitch is well inside. Stowers showed bunt, backs away, 2-1. Riders, by the way, taking the lead in this game, jumping on top for the first time. First time they have scored first in the series. Ames pitch foul back. It's 2-2. Rockhounds jumped to a 6-0 lead on Tuesday afternoon, 4-0 in each of the last two games. They won the opener 6-3, completed the shutout on Wednesday evening 4-0, and then the Riders rallied back to win last night 6-4. 2-2 pitch from Criswell. Ball hit in the air. Shallow right. It's Max Schumann making the call. And the catch. The inning is over. But a solo home run. Another one from Trey Hare. One run, two hits, no errors. And one man is left on base. Two innings in the books and the Riders break on top in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. Frisco 1, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Chad Bradford has really taken this ball game over. Last six batters up have all struck out swinging, and now Trey Hare with a solo home run. So Frisco leads it on a score of 1-0. Rockhounds, both clubs in fact, will send the 9-1 and 2 hitters to the plate here in the top half of the third. Rockhounds are heading for home. Be home next Tuesday to start what will be 12 games in all. And really, a couple of really have some of our favorites coming up. Thirsty Thursday, Saturday night fireworks. And 1 week from tonight, sandwiched between those two events, we have Beach Towel Night. A little baseball at the beach in the Permian Basin for you. Beach Towels for the first 1,000 fans next Friday night. Chase Callaboy leads it off, then the top of the order. They shade him solidly to pull. Chase takes inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Max Schumann singled to start the game. Logan Davidson drew a walk. And, boy, Cody Bradford has just been lights out since. Pitch to Chase. Rolled out towards second. Backhanded at the shoe tops. Pivot. Throw on a hop. Nope. Ball got away. Well, Trey Hare hit the home run and now throws this ball away. I think that should be a hit, but that's it. That's probably a 60-40. He had to range to his right, left his feet to make the throw. We'll get another look at this ball. Made the play just above the shoe tops. He went airborne to make that play, and it hopped just a bit. Chase made it close, and yep, he will get a base hit. So Chase Callaboy continues to really, really swing the bat well. He's batting over 400 in his last 13 games. He's on at first base. Second leadoff man reaching for the hounds in the game. Max Schumann looks to bunt, draws the bat back. One ball, no strikes. Well, Callaboy and Schumann been outstanding of late. Chase in his last 13 games came in his last 12, hitting .422. He's bumped that up a little bit. Max now has reached base in 13 straight. Makes outside high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Max is now 5-for-10 in the series. He has reached base in 52 of the 57 games in which he has played. And both Max and starter Jeff Criswell should tell you, here's a called strike 2-1, both from Portage, Michigan. How very cool is that? Max, of course, made his double-A debut a year ago, a little ahead of schedule. Pitch, down and in, ball three. Cody Bradford has been interesting, basically throwing, well, he can't say nothing but strikes. He went deep on some of the guys he struck out, but six straight strikeouts. But now Schumann with a 3-1 count. Max swings and pops it up near the plate. Catcher procession, the call going to give way in foul ground if the third baseman Biggers, and Josh will handle that. So, boy, Max, those are so frustrating. You know he got the pitch he wanted on 3-1, but he pops it out. And it's one man down for Logan Davidson. Logan walked his first time up. Logan has really shown good discipline at the plate of late, not hitting for a huge average at all. In fact, he's only 1-for-11 in the series. But in his last seven games, he's reached base in each of them and has seven walks in those seven games, including one here in this one. As I say that, of course, takes a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Cody Bradford at Baylor missed all of 2019 after undergoing thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. missed virtually all of his second season at Baylor after being the conference pitcher of the year. Chopper fouled and it's 0-2. He was projected to be perhaps as high as a second rounder, and of course that's not an exact science, but he eventually went in the sixth, and that's actually a real tip of the cap. And the Rangers bumped him up in terms of the bonus they gave him. Although he was a sixth rounder, he got, I believe it was money slotted for a third rounder, so clearly the Rangers felt that he would overcome the surgery. Pitch swung on and missed. There's that changeup, and out on strikes is Logan Davidson. So he walked him last time, strikes him out on three pitches here, and that's number seven for Cody Bradford. Two down in the inning for J.J. Schwarz. Ruckout swinging his first time. That came with two on and nobody out in the top of the first inning. Hounds had an opportunity, did not get it done. And of course, Trey Hare with a solo home run in the second. So it's 1-0 Frisco, one on and two out. Left-hander Bradford looks at the runner, comes to the plate, swing and a miss. We hope they give a replay on that. So tough from up top to get a look at up and down, but that looked like that had terrific sink on it. Just point of reference, we are four stories up here, so we're looking down to the ballpark. The pitch just inside, maybe a bit low. One ball, one strike. Will be the case on Tuesday. We are home, and the first couple of pitches that are thrown when we're back in the booth at Momentum Bank Ballpark, it's stunning how much you feel like you're actually in the game. Here, you're a little bit removed, but get a good overall look. Give it that. Bouncer foul. Count is 1-2. And, of course, at least we're not up past the first base bag like we are in Amarillo, but, again, elevated a bit here. Got a good look at this ballpark, and boy, the setting around it. This is a topic of discussion, visiting with Zach Bigley, the voice of the Riders, before the game. And he was actually asking a little bit what the place looked like when I first started coming here, when the ballpark opened in 2003. And, man, it is a whole different deal. One on and two out, 1-2 to Schwarz after time was called. Now set to go. 1-2 pitch. Foul straight bat. I don't think I really want to see a photo, but it would be cool to see. There are tall, lush green trees that line this ballpark and block the view of some of the apartment buildings, I might add, that also surround the ballpark just across the street. But I have a feeling those trees were a whole bunch tinier when we first started coming here. Nearly two decades ago. Pitch swung on. Ground ball left side. That's passed here. It's going to be knocked down by the shortstop. Ornelas throws. He's got a chance, and he got him. Ornelas throws across the diamond, across his body. Marvelous play by the Frisco shortstop. And J.J. is thrown out, and that is just tremendous defense. I'm going to glance. His feet were on the dirt, but he was heading toward third base, full tilt boogie. Marvelous play by Ornelas to end the inning. To the bottom of the third, Village Car Wash score, Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the third inning in Frisco, our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia focusing on, well, one of the absolute all-time greats and a guy that we actually had a chance to get to know up close and personal at a banquet just a few years ago. Pudge Rodriguez will be our trivia topic as we go to the bottom half of the third. 9-1-2 in the Frisco order, just as the Rockhounds had in the top half of the inning. Jordan Procession, when set to lead it off, J.P. Martinez and Jonathan Ornelas to follow. Give me their numbers against the Hounds as they come up. Pitch to Procession, a fastball high from Jeff Criswell for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jeff with Lansing went 2-3, a 3.78 ERA, made 10 starts at the advanced A level. Right-hander's pitch, just down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Gave up only 18 batters for a 1.10 whip, and that is really good. Breaking pitch, that slipped away off the fingertips. 3-0 the count now to Procession. Again, did give up 10 home runs. Right-hander set, 3-0 to Procession. Jordan, left-handed hitter, takes. Strike at the knees, three balls, one strike to count. Highlight of his time at advanced single A, Jeff threw a seven-inning, one-hitter against Lake County. One walk, one hit. Swings and pops one up this Procession. Left field, it'll carry a little, not a lot. Pekina is there. Marty's got it, one man down. J.P. Martinez now, top of the order. Jonathan Ornelas on deck. Not including this game. They are each 0-1 in this game. But coming in, these guys were 23-61 combined, hitting a combined right about 375 against the Hounds. Martinez takes down and in at a skip out of the way. One ball, no strikes. J.P., 11-30. 367, and Ornelas 12-31, 387 against the Hounds. Boy, they have done some damage. Martinez, a little bit of everything. He takes a breaking pitch strike on the inside corner, 1-1. JP in his series against the Hounds has two doubles, two home runs, three runs batted in, seven walks, and six stolen bases in as many attempts. He takes up high for a ball, and it's 2-1. Left-handed hitter is Martinez. He popped out to third his first time up. Scoreboard has 3-0. The correct count is 2-1. It is now corrected. Pitch outside, and now 3-1. Martinez, left-handed hitter, playing in left field in this game is JP. Straight away in the box. Pitch by Criswell. Fouls. Runs full. Nobody on and one man down. Bottom of the third. Frisco on a solo home run by Trey Hare. Lead the ball game. Due to the Rough Riders by the 1-0 count. And everything else getting underway as well. Tulsa and Wichita. San Antonio and Amarillo. Premium matchups. Pitch. Up high. Ball four. Well, that is his eighth walk against Rockhounds pitching J.P. Martinez. And pretty good opportunity, a good chance, that is, that he will be off and running. Amarillo and San Antonio are in the top of the fourth inning, no score. Arkansas trails Northwest Arkansas. Travelers don't have a whole lot of wiggle room, and they're only one game out. Wichita and Tulsa scoreless in the third. At Tulsa, runner goes. Very first pitch, it's taken. Here's the throw by McCann on the body. Not going to get in. Stolen base. J.P. Martinez. Well, he's 23-30 overall, but he is 7-7 against the Rockhounds. Pitch, in fact, was up when McCann's throw was really right on the money, but they just did not get him. Martinez just outran it. Throw maybe a tinge short. Close, but again, I don't think a perfect throw would have gotten him. Martinez got a good jump. Runner in scoring position. 1-0 count to Ornelas. Good hitter all around. Takes good backup pitch. Called strike. One ball and one strike. Jonathan hitting 345 entering the game. So that will have dropped ever so slightly, but seven homers and 31 driven in. The last two of those ribbies last evening, the game winners. It swung on and ripped left field. That's a line drive base hit. And going to wave the runner home. Throw by Bikina and a relay. They're going to get him. He's out. Out at the plate. Good relay by Logan Davidson. Crowd is arguing. Boy, the Riders are arguing, but I don't know. I think they got him. Jared Gettert is just absolutely convinced that his man was safe. Line drive, base hit, Ornelas. It's Makina to Davidson to McCann. Now, I'm watching. Very close call. We couldn't see the plate from that relay, from that replay. Martinez didn't argue very much. Jared Gettert did. So Martinez goes to third base on the single. He is thrown out 7-5-2 for the second out of the inning. And Ornelas did not advance on the throw home, so a single to left. Still a scoreless game by the bat of an eye. Runner goes, pitch is taken, low and away, throw by McCann, and that's not going to get there. Stolen base for Ornelas. He doesn't run very much, stole his fourth in seven attempts right there. Jonathan probably will tell you he should have been at second base anyway, although in his defense, that throw was cut off by Logan Davidson, who then elected to throw home. So I'll retract that, Ornelas, and he gets second base anyway here on the steal. Blaine Grimm, the batter. The count is 1-0. Scoreless game. That's a really close play. And the replay did not include home plate. Bouncing ball, two long hops, foul wide of third, 1-1 to Blaine Grimm. From upstairs, now again, we are a ways away. It really did look like the tag got there in time. But Jared Gettert's argument was pretty emphatic, although I don't know how much of the home plate you can see from the third base coaching area, but he thought he could. 1-1 pitch. Pop foul, straight back out of play, 1-2 to Krim. So a run denied at the plate. It stays a 1-0 game on Trey Harris' solo home run. Ornelas is at second base and a 1-2 count to Blaine Krim. I fear I said the game was still scoreless. It is not, of course, but the score stays 1-0. Swing and a pop-up, left side of the infield. Jeremy Ironman is short. He's got it, and the inning is over. So the Rockhounds' defense comes up big for Jeff Criswell. It's no runs on a walk and a base hit. No errors, one man left, although the Riders' manager disagreed rather vehemently. So we have played three, summary and trivia, all coming up. Village Car Wash score through three complete. The Riders won, the Hounds nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Through three in Frisco, Riders one, Rockhounds nothing. Hounds no runs, two hits. Frisco one run, three hits. No errors in the ballgame. Trey Hare, solo home run, first pitch swing, bottom of the second inning. And the Rockhounds denying the Riders a run just moments ago on the relay throw from Makina to Davidson and on to Kyle McCann behind the dish to deny a run. So we go to the fourth inning. And the leadoff batter will be Jordan Diaz, struck out swinging, one of seven for Bradford, all on swinging strike threes. One ball, no strikes to Jordan. He swings and misses at a change away, and it's 1-1. Fourth game of a six-game swing. Riders winning last night in come-from-behind fashion. Jordan takes, strike at the knees, inside corner, 1-2. Jeremy Ironman and Kyle McCann to follow. Left-hander Cody Bradford with a 1-2 pitch, popped high in the air, right side, giving a long look as Blaine Krim, first baseman to the tarp. That ball two rows deep. Boy, without the tarp, it would have been a reach, but Krim might have had a shot at it. Still 1-2 to Jordan. Field is in shadows with a lone exception, the right field corner still getting some evening sunshine. We've just touched at 8 o'clock in this game, so first three innings taken a bit. Pitch low and inside for a ball. The count is 2 balls and a strike. Make it 2 balls, 2 strikes, forgive me. I'm working for you, Jordan. I'm trying. It's 2-2. They shade him to pull, especially at third. At a line drive left center field. It'll sink and drop base hit. Jordan Diaz, big turn at first. He'll get back to the bag. Boy, the kid is just a line drive machine. Third base hit for the Rockhounds. Well, got in on him a little bit, but man, he kept those hands in and just drove the ball to left field. Good swing of the bat. Jordan Diaz lost an 11-game hit streak Wednesday, but he has now hit in 13 of 14 games. And he's hitting about .390 in that stretch with 5 homers and 11 driven in. Here's Jeremy Ironman. One on, nobody down. Jeremy takes strike over the inside corner, 0-1. Swinging strike three his first time. Bradford had 2 on and nobody down top of the first inning. He struck out the next 6 batters he faced. Left-hander delivers. Jeremy swings, pops one foul. It's right over our heads and out of play. Hear a thud on the... and then kicks back and drifts into the seats. If you were sitting right below the press box level, all those feet, oh, you better be paying attention. It's coming back to you. Reminds me of Arkansas. They've got the same thing that goes on there. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chased one away. Boy, really good sequence there by Bradford. So he's thrown a lot of pitches. He's thrown, my goodness, 88 pitches. Just one out of the fourth. That's his 8th strikeout. 1 on and 1 away for Kyle McCann. Strikeout victim his first time. Base runner Jordan Diaz. 1 man down now in the 4th inning. Stretch and pitch by Bradford. Got the outside corner for a strike with a breaking pitch. 0-1. Wrap up our game summary from Oxy with a reminder we'll be with you tomorrow evening, 7:05 first pitch, Sunday evening, 6:05. And then back home beginning on Tuesday. Hounds will unpack for a while, swing and a miss, 0-2. And again, kind of a goofy schedule. The Rockhounds will be at home for 12. They will then go out for 12, visiting Corpus Christi for the first time on the year, and then right back here for our final visit to Frisco. Schedule needs a little tweaking. The pitch just high for a ball. It's 1-2. Of course, that is a topic of discussion just because it's fun to do. And there are some interesting things about it and some things you would like to see different. But anytime you talk about the schedule, you follow it with the disclaimer. Pitch is, well, right there, called third strike. That changeup just froze Kyle at the plate. First called third strike. But the 9th strikeout for Cody Bradford, 2 men are out. You always have to say, yeah, there are some things that really are not ideal, but how difficult it is to fashion a schedule. Boy, in that Tuesday through Sunday with Mondays off, that part of it has been absolutely well received, I would think, pretty much universally. Here is Marty Bikina. Takes a strike outside corner of the knees. Boy, Bradford... No, they've corrected. I didn't think that pitch count was right. I used to keep one very specifically. We've got so much technology now, you barely need it. But that's 73 pitches. They had him look right. 73 pitches. The Rockhounds wish it was the other. Bouncer out towards shortstop. Ornelas will underhand easily to second base. Trey Hare covering there. And the inning comes to an end. So the Rockhounds squander a leadoff base hit as Jordan Diaz, a single, does no damage. No runs on the hit, no errors. 1 man left. A little trivia with the great Pudge Rodriguez coming up. Middle of the 4th in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas.
visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Last of the fourth, Jeff Criswell back to work. He'll face the middle third of the order, Sandro Fabian, Trey Hare, the man with the home run, and Kellen Strom. We talk often about catchers and what a tough way that is to make a baseball living. 102 degrees with the heat index here, and when you think about the equipment, they wear more equipment, of course, than they used to, including the no longer just the mask that you would tuck over your regular baseball cap. Of course, they have the hockey goalie kind of masks now. Challenging over a long season. Here's Sandro Fabian, takes inside for a ball. And I mention that because on this date, at Arlington, Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, the great Pudge Rodriguez, Hall of Famer. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. He went around 1-1. Pudge passed Carlton Fisk for the most games caught in a career. You stop to think about this. 2,000 the pitch. Chopper to third, couple of hops. Logan Davidson looks that into the glove, sets up, throws. Off the bag is Diaz, but he'll wait and tag the runner. One man down in the fourth inning. 2,227 appearances behind home plate. Passing Carlton Fisk. That is just a remarkable career. The guys who played all those games. Yadier Molina is another, well, just a great example of guys who just found a way to physically handle it. Boy, that's not easy. And, of course, Pudge, such a great hitter as well. Deserved Hall of Famer, of course. Fastball strike inside corner to Trey Hare, who homered his first time, went opposite way. The Hounds have cut down a run at the plate, so it's a 1-0 game on Trey Hare's 12th home run, seventh in his last, or sixth, rather, in his last seven games. He fouls this one back 0-2. So Pudge Rodriguez at Rangers Ballpark in Arlington set the record. Most appearances as a catcher. For what team was he playing when he set the record? The 0-2 pitch. Sails up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Pudge was our keynote speaker. Was it 4 years ago? It's probably five now because we missed a couple with COVID, et cetera. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, Jeff Criswell extracts a modicum of revenge. Strikes out the guy who homered against him. Just two strikeouts for Jeff against one walk. He's given up just three base hits. Two men down for Kellen Strom. Strom, an infield single his first time up. Nobody on and two out in the fourth inning. 1-0 Riders. And we'll answer the trivia pretty quickly and just share a little thought you and I learned. Line drive, right field, base hit. Boy, opposite way that time. Strom just an inside-out swing and lined the ball to right. He's two for two. Fourth base hit. Well, it was appropriate and ironic all at once because Pudge set the all-time record for most appearances by a catcher at Rangers Ballpark. And, of course, the Rangers, the team that signed him, spent so many years with him, but in Arlington, and he was playing it back for the Astros when he set the record. Swing and a pop foul off the bat of Josh Biggers, flew out to right field his first time. There has always been a story, and when I was preparing to, that's my honor to emcee our sports banquet, our winter sports banquet, and it was a little bit terrifying when Pudge, we knew he was going to be with us, pitch outside for a ball, it's 1-1. And our timing was remarkable. Pudge was to have been our keynote speaker a couple of years prior, but he had a family emergency come up, had to cancel. He promised he would come back, and he did. And as it turned out, it was right after he was elected to the Hall, which was, for us, just astounding. Line drive, base hit, right field. Boy, Biggers really ripped that. He has been so strong since coming back. Started the season in Arizona due to an injury, but Biggers is hitting better than 350. Fifth base hit of the game for the Riders. So Josh Biggers has made up for lost time, playing in his 13th game, and he's hitting better than 350. Two on and two down, so here's Josh Stowers. Popped out to second base to end the second inning. Two men on, so another big batter here for Jeff Criswell, trying to keep this just a 1-0 ball game. Right-hander's pitch, breaking ball lifted in the air, out towards short. Jeremy Ironman on the grass in left, and he'll make the catch for the out. So this time a pop-out to the shortstop for Stowers. And Jeff Criswell has handled him well both times. Couple of two-out singles, but no damage done. So we have played four innings here in Frisco at Riders Field. And our Village Car Wash score of the ballgame remains Frisco 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fit, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the Buy HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Top of the fifth in a game dominated by pitching. Rockhounds will send Shane Selman to the dish to lead it off. He takes going outside. Ball one from Cody Bradford. Top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Riders. Hounds no runs, three hits. Riders one run on five. The solo home run by Trey Hare. The difference? Swing little looper into shallow center. Nope, not going to get that far. Second baseman going to come in. Trey Hare and I were both fooled on that. Trey took about 2.5 steps. He's laughing at himself. He got a great camera angle on him. He started into shallow center field by a couple of steps, then realized that ball was basically even with the bag at second, so he actually had to hustle a little bit. Of course, our angle is way high up, so trajectory a little basement too, but he makes the catch. One man down. Here's Chase Calabrese. Swings at the first pitch. He pops it up. This is foul territory and perhaps playable near the Riders' dugout. Reaching and just out of the reach of Josh Biggers. Excellent effort right on the railing of the Frisco dugout. Well, I don't know if he'd have hung on to that. He might have gone backside over appetite into the dugout. How close did he come? Wow, he just missed. Really good effort by Josh Biggers. So it's 0-1 to Chase. Single his first time up. Lefty against lefty. Bradford looking for his 10th punch-out swing. Ball hit in the left center field. Well struck, but Martinez will get there. He'll track it down. Line drive in the left center. Two men down to the fifth. Boy, Bradford has been really good. He's allowed only four base runners, three hits and a walk. The first two of those, first two guys up in the ballgame. And now here's Max Schumann. Max, 1-for-2.
single to start the ball game. Popped out to the third baseman, Biggers, in foul ground his last time up. Logan Davidson would be next, but there are two men down in the inning. Field in shadows, bright lights start to take effect. Pitch to Max, strike outside corner, 0-1. Talking about Pudge Rodriguez, who spent more days behind the dish than any other catcher in big league history, and of course had hit. My goodness, could he hit. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Let me kind of combine this with our Astound Communications road to the show. Pudge, of course, just didn't quite seem right to me with any, to be in any other uniform other than the Rangers. Of course, played for the Yankees a bit. There's a check swing, and boy, Max Schumann out on strikes, and he is amazed that that did not take an appeal. And boy, I might sign that petition. Little check swing, no appeal necessary. Strikeout number 10 for Cody Bradford inning in this game. So we are now halfway through Friday Night Baseball in the Metroplex. And our Village Car Wash score of the game on a solo home run by Trey Hare. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, no not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Jordan Procession leads it off. We go to the bottom of the fifth. He would take a swing at the first pitch. Pops this high in the air right side. Max Schumann, the second baseman, will glove it for the out. One pitch, one swing, one pop up high into the evening sky here in Frisco. And one man down, Jeff Criswell, into his fifth inning of work in his Double-A debut. Only just terrorizing in terms of home runs of late. Got him for a solo home run. That's the only run of this game. Top of the order now, J.P. Martinez takes just off the outside corner, 1-0. We had the chance to hear a couple of just tremendous stories from Pudge Rodriguez, more than a couple. Boy, just my favorite winter sports banquet that I can remember, and I missed one. Bounce, balance, one ball, one strike. Pudge did not want to do just to stand up and speak. He wanted to instead do a Q&A session, which terrified me because that's a big part of the banquet. But as it turns out, with great help from our longtime friend Randy Velarde, who was a teammate of Pudge, we just had an absolute great time. But Pudge was found by the Rangers at a tryout. Pitch up high for ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. He's home in the Dominican. And he wasn't the primary guy among the catchers that scouts were coming to look at. So they kind of squeezed him in as part of the tryout, if you will, or at least getting some scouts to look. Pitch, boy, just low ball four. Well, what are the odds Martinez will run? Couple of steals already. He stole a base in the third. Second walk for Jeff Criswell. Both of them are Martinez, and that is a guy you don't want to walk because he will probably take off. One on, one out, and here is Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas with Martinez at second on a walk and a steal. Single to left field his last time up. Martinez on a very close play was thrown out at home. Marty Bikina to Logan Davidson to Kyle McCann. Ornelas, right-handed hitter and a good one, takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, the Rangers were among the teams who had a scout there. And Pudge, rather unheralded at that time, he's very young, of course, what, 16 sticks in my mind. But he was given the chance to demonstrate the arm, and of course, he became legendary. But Pudge, as he described it, threw maybe two or three throws down to second base. The Rangers scout, I think, knew the head of the tryout camp, said, That's all I need to see. Why don't you go grab the kid and I'll meet him. Pitch outside for a ball 2-0. The Rangers scout just didn't want anybody else to notice Pudge, and he signed him on the spot. If I recall, he signed him with a contract, and they signed it on the hood of a car. And that led to Cooperstown. We did so many things well, did Pudge. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, a rip by Ornelas. Count is 2-1. One on, one out, 1-0 Frisco. Bottom of the fifth inning. Was a tremendous hitter. I mean, one of those, you got to think, top five for sure, maybe top three in terms of catchers and hitters. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on, line to left field. Bikina back, won't get there. That ball is going to carry off the wall. Rounding second, coming for third is Martinez. He'll have to hold there. And Ornella is going to have to go back to first. That is a single off the left field wall. Bikina played it perfectly. Now, I think the riders are claiming that ball got over the yellow line of demarcation. We're going to get a look here. If it cleared that yellow, it's more kind of pale yellow, and I think Ornelas thought it was a home run. We're going to get a look right here and see. Is it gone? Nope, that hit the wall. No, that's not a home run. They may talk about it, but no, that hit the wall. Oh, they're going to talk about it. Folks, if this is awarded a two-run home run, Jeff Criswell just got his pocket picked. Because it's not. Oh, if you can only look at a replay. The ball hit the wall. Now, that ball was ripped. They're going to replay it right here. The umpires are making the call. Ball did not get out. But, again, this is minor league baseball, not the majors yet. They're going to show the slow replay right here. I'm watching it. Have a really good look. For that, well, okay. If the yellow line is out, what are they going to say? Nope. And Jared Gettert is really furious. Now, the ball definitely hit the wall, but if it hits that yellow line, boy, now that needs clarification. It did hit the yellow line. It did. I think he just said it hit the fence. It didn't. There is about a 3 or 4 foot high chain link fence, and now Jared Gettert is thrown out of the game by third base umpire Casey James. That seems a little harsh, although, of course, we don't know what Jared said. So it comes down to simply this. They had a great replay, and the ball hit the outfield wall. It did not hit the chain link fence above it, which I think was Jared's point. It did not get out over the wall. It hit the yellow line of demarcation. My understanding has always been that it has to clear that line, which it did not do. They're going to replay it, I mean, as slowly as you can. No, ball hit the yellow line. So if that's out, then it's a home run. But I've always understood that it has to clear the yellow line, and that's why it is there. You have there's so many ballparks. You have the green outfield fence, and then along the top of it, indicating where the top of the wall. It's barely yellow anymore. It's a little wind, a little weather faded, but that pale yellow line of demarcation. I'll check after the game and see if we have ground rules specifically. And for Ornelas, the frustrating thing is that's a single. Really well-hit baseball. So a single off the left field wall, first and third. Sixth base hit of the game for the Riders, and it's 2-on with 1 out for Blaine Trim. Boy, I mean, the replay is good. They do, I will give them credit. I kid about them because they tend to brag about their technology here, but they have some reason to do so. It is pretty impressive. And, of course, every day that goes by, every season that goes by, there's so much more in the way of technology. So we know exactly where the ball hit. The question is, what do the ground rules say? Now Blaine Crim, first and third, one man down. Jeff Criswell from the stretch, the delivery swing and a miss. Great sink on that pitch, and it's 0-1. Blaine Crim has popped out twice to shortstop Jeremy Ironman. Two on and one man down, fifth inning. Riders lead 1-0, trying to expand it. Didn't get a good second look, of course, at watching the runner to throw over to first base. So I don't know if Jonathan Ornelas simply assumed that that ball was a home run, but he did not get to second on a ball off the left field wall. Bikina, to his credit, the Rockhounds left fielder, played it very well. Pitched by Criswell, outside for a ball from Jeff, and it's one ball, one strike. By the way, San Antonio with a 2-1 lead over Amarillo in the bottom of the fifth. They just broke a tie there. Tulsa leading Wichita 2-0. And Arkansas has busted out against Northwest Arkansas again, 5-1. Stretch by Criswell, pitch to the plate, and a foul ball right straight down off his foot by Blaine Crim, 1-2. And San Antonio with a moderately firm grip on the South. Three teams separated by one game in the North. And by the way, Hounds play Tulsa next, and San Antonio plays Wichita next. With that part of the scheduling, accident, of course, because you have no way of knowing, but wow. Pitch swung on and missed. Bottom fell out of that pitch from Jeff Criswell for the strikeout. Two on with one man down. Third strikeout for Jeff, and here is Sandro Fabian. He's lined out to third and bounced to third. Logan Davidson to the hot corner for the Hounds in this one. So an ejection here in the inning. Jared Gettert ejected, arguing the call on the home run or double in play or over the wall. Swing and a miss by Fabian. It's 0-1. Last of the fifth inning, 1-0 Frisco. Riders threatening with runners at the corners, but there are two men down. Pitch from Criswell, down and away. Good stop by Kyle McCann, one ball and one strike. Canfield long now since in shadows. We were windy as the Dickens Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. There is no breeze whatsoever in this ballpark. It hasn't been most of the game, in fact, tonight. Toss again over to first, a little wide, glove by Diaz. And Jordan will play some first base. First and third, he's been in left field a bit. Count is 1-1. Batter is Sandro Fabian. Runner first base goes. Pitch swung on, lined but foul down the left field side. Woo, into the seats in a hurry. Hello, how are you? Well, line drive guy got the baseball. Looks calm, cool, and collected. I have a feeling his pulse rate was quickened a little bit. That was a line drive into the seats. Fabian, I don't know if he broke his bat or just wanted to make an adjustment on it, but now comes back to the dish. So 1-2, another big pitch here for Jeff Criswell. Right-hander against right-hander, runners at the corners, two men down in a 1-0 game. Runner at first goes, pitch is taken, got him, back up pitch, called third strike. Well, Jeff has had as far as the Rough Riders are concerned, he's had two missed calls. I don't think so. I think they were both correct. And he helps himself with his fourth strikeout. Sandro Fabian is called out. So, no runs on a walk, a base hit, a rhubarb, an ejection. And after five innings of play, after all of that, Village Car Wash score will not budge. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop. Flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
One swing is the difference. Trey Hare with a solo home run. And it's a 1-0 game. Couple of close calls as far as the Rockhounds are concerned. Defensively anyway, run cut down to the plate on a very close call. That back in the third. And moments ago, of course, home run or not home run. Deemed not to have been. And so 1-0 is the score. Trey Hare, solo home run in the second inning, and that has been it. Cody Bradford will face Logan Davidson to lead it off in the sixth. First pitch swing, pops it foul. Giving a look is Jordan Procession, but out of room by maybe 10 rows. Logan Davidson, J.J. Schwarz, and Jordan Diaz. Hounds started the game with first and second. Nobody out on a Schumann single and a Davidson walk. But from that point on, Bradford struck out the next six batters he faced. He has 10 strikeouts. A swing and a miss, and Logan falls behind in the count 0-2. Ryder struck out 14 batters in last night's 6-4 win. Line score, Rockhounds no runs, 3 hits. Ryder's 1 run, 6 hits. Game has 4. The Riders have left 6. Bradford's pitch, the lefty delivers up and away for a ball, and it's 1-2. Logan at 242, a walk and a strikeout in this game. 8 home runs, 31 driven in. By the way, our microphone catching a little breeze. The flags are just barely moving. No swing and a shot, but foul. Ooh, another one into the crowd. My goodness. We hear the crowd ooh with that. I hope everybody's okay down there in a left field corner. Boy, it's a nice, looks like a maybe husband and wife, a couple of some sort. And boy, the nice lady was saying, "Why?" I could see, she said, "Wow." That line drive coming right at him. Pitch way up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, wow indeed. We all think it's cool, of course, when a foul ball comes your way. And if it's a high pop-up, then that looks so gentle. It's really not. But, of course, a line drive, my goodness, that's serious stuff coming at you. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bradford with a stretch and pitch. And that's inside for a ball. And the count goes full 3-2. So 0-2 is now 3-2. The Rough Riders have activity behind Bradford in the bullpen. He has been good. A delivery, a swing and a miss. Logan Davidson out on strikes. That is 11 strikeouts for Cody Bradford. Yeah, the guy who won't throw 97 miles an hour at you, but just great command, a mix of pitches and that really good changeup. And, of course, that makes the fastball all the more effective. In steps, J.J. takes down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Right-hander warming for Frisco in the left field bullpen. The 1-0 pitch to J.J. lines it up the middle. It's a base hit past the shortstop Ornelas into center field. That counts just 4 base hits against Bradford in this ball game. J.J. swinging the bat in this series. Looks like Ty Teeterman is the right-hander warming, and he's going to get the call, I believe, here. Yep. So Chad Bradford now at 89 pitches. His evening will come to an end. Tying run will be on base, and Ty Teeterman, the right-hander, will make his second appearance of this series. Tiedemann, the big, tall right-hander. He's 6'6", 195, and he will come on in relief. We'll follow up on our kind of a combination, our early trivia and our road to the show. About Pudge Rodriguez here in just a couple of moments. Get Ty Tiedemann's name written in. I never remember how to spell his first name. I always have to look it up. T-A-I. Ty Tiedemann. and he will face Jordan Diaz with Jeremy Eierman in the hole. Tying run is on at first base here in the sixth. Teterman inherits one man on with one man down. Diaz one for two, continuing his outstanding run since those first eight games. Again, he's been certainly among the elite hitters in the league. There was a story, and we asked Pudge Rodriguez about it again on this date at Arlington, of all places, while catching for the Astros. Pudge set the all-time record, most games, most appearances as a catcher, more than 2,200 of them, passing another legend, Carlton Fisk. Pudge Rodriguez did not want to be a catcher. His dad was his coach, and he told us the reason, and I cannot recall, but his dad moved him from third base, which Pudge apparently loved, to catcher, which Pudge apparently did not love. There was a story that he actually cried when his dad gave him the news, and Pudge confirmed that for us. He said, yeah, his dad came to him and said, look, you're going to be a catcher, and argue with his coach, his father. And, of course, coach and dad won the argument. But, yeah, he said he wanted to play third base. He wanted to hit home runs. He didn't want to catch. But you know what? As the old TV show from 1,000 years ago said, father knows best. Sure did there. Became one of the great catchers of all time. Boy, if he isn't on your top five list, change your list. Pitch outside from Teterman to Jordan Diaz for ball one. Cody Bradford goes 5 3rd innings, gives a tremendous performance tonight. 11 strikeouts, just 4 base hits, 1 walk. Pitch outside for a ball from Teterman. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. And, of course, for Bradford, a guy who had a lot of strikeouts a year ago, and the command really terrific. He walked the second batter of the game, but that was it. Maybe the best command in the Rangers organization, say some. Swing and a fly ball, center field not deep off Diaz's bat. Coming on is center fielder Storrs, and Josh will make the catch. Well, Diaz a little frustrated. He got a pitch I think he might have dealt with. That was a 2-0 count, but he flies out to center field. Ty Teterman, 8th rounder out of Long Beach City College in his hometown area. Was actually born in Lakewood, California, was Ty. Been around since 2016, all with the Rangers. Teterman's pitch is bounced foul by Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy, tough evening tonight, 0 for 2, both on strikeouts against the Frisco left-hander. 1-0 Riders, were in the top of the 6th inning. J.J. Schwarz, the base runner. Short leadoff first base, Teterman comes set. 6-6 right-hander, kicks and delivers, pitch way up and in for a ball. 1-1. Now tomorrow night should be a big crowd. They've got a big crowd here this evening. I don't know what, of course, that's long since gone away, but the left side of this ballpark is, again tonight, about 4-1 over the right side. No idea why. Pop up, shallow center, in his Storrs, and he will glove it for the out. So Teterman gets a couple of pop-outs to center field, and that threat is averted. No runs on a base hit. No errors, and one man left on base. We're bound for the bottom of the 6th inning. And our Village Car Wash score will remain. The Riders 1, the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2- and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first. Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Jeff Criswell back to work. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. 1-0. The Riders, the reason the Riders lead this game. He has a solo home run. Swung of the first pitch he saw in the second inning. Up the on-field stuff going a little extra here. Isaias Barba, I love his subtlety. Home plate umpire and crew chief just wandered out in front of home plate rather casually, as if to say, ahem, ahem. Now we're ready to go. Criswell delivers down low, does Jeff, ball one. Hare, a home run in the second, struck out in the fourth. Home run, he is sixth in his last seven games. First five of those hit in consecutive games in Amarillo. Takes just down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. There is stirring in the bullpen, but nobody yet throwing behind Jeff. Big deep breath, and the former Michigan Wolverine fires this ball hit high in the air to right field, straight away for Shane Selman. Drifting back, looking up into that evening sky, and he will glove it for the out. Well, one man down in the sixth. Here is Kellen Strom, and he has been a tough out. In fact, he has not been an out. Jeff Criswell in this game, an infield single in the second inning, and lined a single to right his last time up. Two for two is Strom. Starter Cody Bradford came in with a 6.6 ERA, but boy, he's been really good against the Hounds. Pitch to the corner, called strike to the outside edge, 0-1 to Strom, the right-handed hitter. He's allowed two runs in 10 and a third innings in two starts against the Rockhounds as Bradford. That's a sub-2 ERA, about 1.75. Pitch to the corner, called strike, and it's 0-2. And, of course, you see that sometimes, just a team against which a pitcher just matches up well. Might be the case, Bradford with 11 strikeouts in this ball game. Struck out four in his previous start against the Hounds. Pitch up and away, one ball and two strikes. Ball game in the bottom half of the sixth inning, 1-0. Going on here than we have had so far in this series. Pitch swung on, punched right side. Another base hit. Want to get a second look at that. Strom kind of reached for it, just punched it into right. It looked like he, and I should know something about this, I did it in Little League, looked like he bailed out a little bit with that lead foot, but just punched it into right field. Strom is 3-for-3. We're going to get a second look at this. Maybe just a little, but he just went with it. Just a good piece of hitting. Got down in the count 0-2. Of his three base hits, two of them have come with 0-2 counts to begin with. Seven hits now for the Riders. Here's Josh Biggers. He's 1-for-2. One on, one out in the sixth. Criswell's pitch swung on the lifted high in the air. Shortstop on the move. Ironman, long run. Foul ground. Over the shoulder, hauls it in. Nicely done, Jeremy. Ironman with a really nice pick and foul ground. Two men down for Josh Storrs. Now the Hounds have backed Jeff Criswell very well, denied a run at home plate, and he has helped his own cause as well, pitching out of a jam just one inning ago. Riders again would disagree whether or not he did, but umpiring crew saw it as they called it, as they saw it. Outside ball one to Josh Storrs. Storrs has popped to second base and popped to shortstop. He is 0-for-2. Ball game in the last of the sixth inning. Criswell set to go. Runner first base goes. Pitch swung on. Lifted in the air. Right field toward the line. Long run. Shane Selman, will he get there? He cannot. That ball will drop for a base hit. First and third. Turns into a hit and run base hit. Storrs just lofted that ball down the right field side, and no chance, very little chance there for Shane Selman to get to it. pop-up right field line drops first and third, two men down. And the batter will be Jordan Procession. So eight base hits of differing varieties given up by Jeff Criswell. And activity now has begun behind him in the bullpen. 1-0 game. As if to accentuate the situation, just took a big, deep breath, did the right-hander. Second rounder in 2020 out of the University of Michigan. First and third, runners in leads. Funner at first base goes. Swing and a miss. Procession comes up empty. Stolen base for Stowers. That's his 12th in 14 attempts. No throw made to try to get him, so it just accentuates now this really important batter in this game. A 1-0 game, but two out. Two guys who run well, both in scoring position. Pitch to Procession. Foul back. Count 0-2. We're in the last of the sixth inning. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing. Jeff Criswell may be facing his last batter. One would think so, perhaps anyway. 0-2 count. Procession waits. The pitch by Criswell. Got him on a backdoor hook. Call third strike. Boy, gorgeous backdoor pitch. Absolutely froze Jordan Procession at the plate. That's five strikeouts for Jeff Criswell. And, boy, that is a huge strikeout. Riders will still lead, but a base hit there would have made a 1-0 game, a 3-0 game, almost assuredly. So we will go to the top half of the stretch inning here in Frisco, and with a nice exit, one would think, for Jeff Criswell. Village Car Wash score of the game remains. The Riders 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That's a deal. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the stretch inning, and the Riders take a 1-0 lead here into the seventh. Got a double check here on the new man on the mound for the Rough Riders. I'm looking down at the Rockhounds bullpen. I was checking, and it's Bryce Conley who's going to come into the game for the Rockhounds. In the meantime, Frisco, after just two-thirds for Ty Teterman, will go to the bullpen, and Tristan Polley is on the pitch, left-hander out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Tristan Polley, P-O-L-L-E-Y, the last name, first name spelled with an O-N, Tristan. And his first delivery will... miss, ball one in the seventh underway. Kyle McCann at the plate. Kyle, then Marty Bakina and Shane Selman. 1-0. Riders lead it. Pitch from Polley misses for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Ty Teterman, a very short outing, but a good one. He got two pop-outs to center. Keeps the goose egg going for the starter, Cody Bradford. Pitch down low, ball three. Three balls, no strikes, and of course that'll make the fans a little nervous, a little restless. 3-0 pitch, right down the middle, called strike, and the count goes 3-1. Cody Bradford, 5 1/3, four hits, no runs, one walk, 11 strikeouts. The left-hander delivers, down and away. Tristan Polley with a leadoff walk here to cut. So one on, nobody down. Marty Bakina will be the batter. Marty has struck out and bounced into a Fielder's choice, 0-2. He said earlier, though, he has been really solid since joining the Rockhounds. His third stop on the A's organizational tour on the year. Takes, called strike, knee-high inside corner. He's been with both Las Vegas at the AAA level and Lansing at Advanced A as Marty. Short lead at first for Kyle McCann. Average lead, I would think. Let's not cheat him. Pitch, back door, down to the dirt. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Evening sky darkening. A little bit of a cloud cover. Nothing of the threatening variety. Good bunch here tonight. They have fireworks scheduled tonight and tomorrow, so big crowds tomorrow. The other attraction is Jack Leiter, whose dad, Al, is here. He'll watch his son pitch. Delivery is a high strike. Just got there, 1-2. Very cool, actually. Al, if I understand correctly, talked to members of the Rockhounds at the clubhouse today. Of course, longtime big leaguer. And Jack, his son, the number one prospect for the Rangers. Stretch and pitch by Pauly. Ground ball left side. Going to be handled at third by Biggers. The second for one. The first double play. Around the horn they go. Marty Bikina bounces into a 5-4-3. So Pauly gets a little help from his defense after the leadoff walk. What a good, strong throw from the second baseman, Trey Hare. Right on the money. 5-4-3 double play. Bases empty, two down. The batter is Shane Selman. Jack Leiter's numbers won't necessarily scare you. They aren't all that impressive overall, but the talent really is very clear. Ground ball again. Pitch at third. Beautiful play by Biggers. The crowd reacts to the throw in time, and the inning is over. Oh, that was a one-hop shot by Shane Selman. Boy, the Riders just cruel to Shane Selman. Hit the ball quickly. Man, that was a gorgeous pick. That ball had some spin on it, too. It kicked right about his left foot up to about belt high. Biggers stayed with it, and the throw to first base was in time. Once he made the pick, it was pretty clear he was going to make the out. That is a really nice play. So, seventh inning stretch time. And our Village Car Wash score will remain Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
And our seventh inning stretch trivia, it is Friday. You don't need to be thinking and any of that kind of good stuff. This one's just a little goofy, but it is, according to all we know, it is true. I'm going to take you back to 1962. The New York Mets, who this year are really good, in 1962, the Mets were not really good at all. A classic character who went on to do a series of beverage commercials named Marv Thornberry was a first baseman. And on this date, he thought he had himself a triple, Marv Thornberry of the New York Mets. He was called out for having missed second base. Casey Stengel, the longtime Yankee manager who then took over the Mets, came out to argue. We have had an argument and an ejection in this game. Casey wasn't ejected, but his appeal was denied. I don't expect you to know, but why do you suppose his appeal was denied? Marv Thornberry, a triple, but he's called out for missing second base. There was one that right here. It is classic. It is said to have been true, however. Marv Thornberry tripled on this date, 1962, I believe against the Cubs, if I recall, at the Polo Grounds. That's the old ballpark in New York. Top of the order, J.P. Martinez to face Bryce Connelly. First pitch swing, fouled straight back, 0-1. Martinez, Ornelas, and Krim. So he is called out upon appeal for having missed second base, Marv Thornberry. And Casey Stengel, the old professor, will come out to argue. Pitch high and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. They don't list the umpire, and there's one story that does, and I should have been able to look that up, that the umpire saw Casey coming out to appeal whether or not Thornberry had missed second base. Pitch high, ball two balls and one strike. The umpire looked at Casey Stengel and said, "Don't bother arguing, Casey. He missed first base, too." A bunt attempt popped in the air, foul ground. Kyle McCann will glove that, moving to his left in foul territory. Martinez trying to bunt his way on. He's walked twice in this game. The bunt is handled by Kyle for the out, and here is Jonathan Ornelas. He's 2-for-3. Solid, solid hitter. You know that your ball club is either going through a tough stretch or your ball club just isn't really good at all when a guy has a triple called back because he not only missed second base, he missed first base as well. And when they say touch them all, you really are supposed to touch them. Pitch up and into Ornelas for ball one from Bryce Conley. Seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable variety. Googleable. Yeah, there are four syllables to that, Bob. I don't even know if the word exists, but we use it. Called strike, one ball and one strike. 1-0 Frisco in the seventh. Terrific ball game. We have had an ejection on a home run or not home run call. Pitch to the corner called strike at the knees from Bryce, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, 6:05 on Sunday evening. Hounds are next home on Tuesday. They will host the Tulsa Drillers, who are now leading Wichita 4-0 at One Oak Field in Tulsa. Arkansas also leading, so boy, the North is going to get so tight. Swing, punch shot, right side, base hit. Boy, this guy can hit. That pitch, I think, fooled him a bit, but there were two strikes in the count. Ornelas, a protective swing, and the right-handed hitter just goes out and volleys it. Boy, it was down and away. Probably was a ball, but he reached for it and sends it into right field for his third base hit of the game. So it's one on and one man down, and that'll bring up Blaine Krim, the first baseman. Riders have twice come within just an eyelash or two of expanding the lead. Krim swings and misses. Conley ran that one away from him and did Bryce to count his 0-1. Corpus Christi is hammering Springfield 11-5. Springfield had a 3-0 lead after the first in that game, but the Hooks have rallied back big. Stretch and pitch, down and away, backhanded nicely by McCann, one ball, one strike. Amarillo has scored four runs in the top of the seventh, and they lead San Antonio 5-2. And with Frisco leading here, again, Frisco three games out, Amarillo four, Hounds five games behind San Antonio. 1-1 set, toss to first, runner scrambles back. And Arkansas, boy, they are doing it again. They beat Northwest Arkansas, what was it, 18-3 yesterday. They lead 11-1, 5 in the fourth and 6 more in the sixth. Arkansas, they didn't hit the ball well early in the year. Check swing. Did he go? Appeal? Yes, he went. 1-2. First base umpire Ray Patchen says so. So 1-0 ball game. 7. Conley from the belt. Bryce with a stretch and pitch, swinging a foul ball. Krim hangs in there with a 1-2 count. Blaine has popped a shortstop twice and bounced out. I'm sorry, struck out. He popped a short twice. He struck out his last time. 0-3. What a solid hitter with .284 average coming into the game, a dozen home runs, and he's driven in 38. Leads the team in that category. Krim swings and misses. Where's a foul ball? Oh, a foul ball. It got Kyle McCann. Boy, Kyle down on his arms and knees behind home plate. Now he's sitting up. Bryce Conley's going to come in and help him up. Nick Volker, the Rockhounds athletic trainer, will come out and check on him along with Bobby Crosby. Boy, I'm sure we'll get a look at this. And boy, Kyle, his hands on hips, and, well, by there are times you would just love to be a fly on the wall. I don't know if we possibly could repeat But, again, they've got such great camera work here. Kyle McCann sat up. Bryce Conley helped him up. Nick Volker, Bobby Crosby, and Bryce were all standing around Kyle McCann. Bobby turned and walked away smiling. Nick Volker walked away smiling. Bryce Conley walked away laughing. Catchers are tough human beings. Gotta love that, Kyle. Good job. Pitch down and away and back to the screen, and Conley will talk to himself. Wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position in a 1-0 ball game. Well, you'd just love to know, wouldn't you, though, what Kyle said. But he had all three of the guys laughing, and he was laughing himself. So that's good to see. We talked about it earlier, talking about Pudge Rodriguez and just catchers in general. What a pounding they take. Now 2-2 the count. Runner in scoring position. Pitch swung on and missed. Conley comes right back with a swinging strikeout of Blaine Crim. So a runner in scoring position. Two men down. In his Double-A debut, Jeff Crim runs, Jeff, six innings. Gave up eight hits. A couple of them were flares. One run on the solo home run. Two walks and five strikeouts. A very solid Double-A debut, I think you would safely say. This delivery swung on and ripped but foul wide of third off the bat of Sandro Fabian. Frisco DH is 0 for 3. He lined out sharply to Logan Davidson his first time up. He's bounced out to Logan and struck out looking since. One on, two out, seventh inning in a 1-0 ball game. Set by Conley, looks at second. Bryce to the plate, down and away, stopped by McCann. One ball, one strike. Sky, a deep, dark midnight blue all the way around now. Not much in the way of lights around this ballpark. They are somewhat subtle, but a gorgeous backdrop here in Frisco. Pitch is bounced foul, and it's one ball, two strikes. So again, a crossroads. The Rockhounds have not really threatened much at all in this game since the top of the first. They did have leadoff men on in the third, fourth, and seventh. A couple of hits and a walk, but have not really threatened much in this game. Frisco has. Pitch is swung on, lifted high in the air to left center field and not deep. Well, that ball's really shallow on the run, and Megan that catches Makina. Boy, that ball really ran out of steam, and Marty had to charge in to make the catch. If that ball drops, it scores a run. So a good play by Makina. It was just a routine fly, but it was a very shallow left, and I think was probably tough to judge in terms of its depth. No runs on a hit, no errors. A man left on in scoring position. The Riders have left nine men on in this game. Had a couple of interesting calls as well. We have played seven in Frisco. Village Car Wash score remains. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
And it's still just one swing. After seven, Trey Hare solo home run. That coming in the second inning. Riders have threatened a couple of times, but it's a 1-0 ball game. 9-1-2 in the order. Chase Calabuig, Max Schumann, Logan Davidson. Left-hander Tristan Pauly back to work. Left-hander delivers and a fastball strike to Chase. It's 0-1. Chase Calabrese, an infield single and a line out to left. He's 1-for-2. A 1-0 ball game. Riders have come close on two occasions, both drawing arguments. Called strike outside corner 0-2 with a good breaking pitch from Polly. Jared Gettert has twice argued in this game. The last of them got him ejected. Delivery drops to the dirt. It's 1-2. Completely depending on ground rules, a call at the plate appeared to be correct from the only look we got, but we didn't have certainly not a decisive one, not a clear one. And needs a little explanation. Pitch drops down low. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. J.P. Martinez trying to score on a single by Jonathan Ornelas to left field in the third inning. Marty Bikina to Logan Davidson to Kyle McCann. Close play at the plate. Martinez called out. Riders disagree. Ground ball to third had him played perfectly. That's the third baseman, Biggers, and was really playing where the shortstop normally would set up. So the iPad and the Riders retire Chase Calabrese. One down in the eighth, and here's Max Schumann. 1-for-3 with a single. Ornelas again with Martinez on at first in the fifth inning. Hit one off the left field wall. This one now will bring a pitching change. So Tristan Pauly will go an inning and a third. Gave up a walk but got a double play behind him. So the Riders go back to the bullpen here in the eighth inning. And Tristan Pauly just that one inning and a third. Walked the first batter he faced with the Riders turn it around the horn, double play. So in the eighth inning, they'll go to the bullpen here. And I believe this is Joe Corbett, who will make his second appearance of this series. Indeed, he will. With Joe Corbett on the pitch. Get his name written here on the card as he will face Max Schumann with the bases empty and one down in the eighth inning. On the ball that Ornelas hit, we get great replays here in Frisco. Again, their technology is very good. There is, as is the case in a lot of ballparks, you have about a 6-foot-high fence, maybe 7, which is dark green. That is the outfield wall, the dark green wall. Then you have the yellow line of demarcation along the top of it. Behind that and just above it is a 3-or-so-foot-high chain-link fence. If the ball hits that chain-link fence, it's gone. The ball did not hit that chain link fence, and I think that's what Jared was arguing. Now, again, I don't mean to speak for him. I thought replay that was his contention. The replay showed that the ball hit the wall, but hit that yellow line. If the yellow line is a home run, then it's a home run. But if the yellow line of demarcation is part of the outfield wall itself, then the ball was in play, and the call was correct. But suffice to say, the Riders have, a couple of times in this ballgame, have threatened to expand the 1-0 lead. Joe Corbett on in relief, right-hander with a 6.75 ERA. And he will face Max Schumann with Logan Davidson waiting on deck, one down, eighth inning. Riders trying to tie this series. They took 4 out of 6 from the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark when the clubs met in April. Teams will meet again on the Rockhounds' next road trip, which is a two-phase trip. Pitch up and in, and boy, Max hit by a pitch. We've been plunked a little bit of late, so Joe Corbett hits the first batter he faces. And we'll see if Max will try to turn that hit by pitch into a double. 1-0 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. By the way, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who are playing in San Antonio, move on to Corpus Christi from there. That's the short boy that was thinking about their bus rides. Here's the stretch and pitch way up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. There's only one short trip in the South Division. There are a bunch of them in the North. The North teams travel. If they're playing within the division, their road trips are very, very short. I think 2.5 hours is the longest. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-0. The only really short one is Permian Basin to Amarillo. If you get on a little bit, less than 4 hours. I know there are probably some of you who make it in 2 hours, 27 minutes, but within some bounds of legality, maybe 3.5, borderline 4, we'll get into the ballpark and all of that. But that is that's a pretty short swing, and Amarillo does get that. They're in San Antonio for this six-game series. Then they travel to Corpus, so they will have a very short trip there. However, the other side of the coin, then they have to go from Corpus home to Amarillo, and man, that is no short ride, is it? The difference in travel between the two divisions is pretty remarkable. The team in the South that has it really by far the easiest is this team, is Frisco. Now Logan Davidson, one man on and one man down. Pitch, called strike, just got there at the knees. So Logan the batter. He has walked and struck out twice. Two balls, one strike, the correct count. Want to make sure we get that correct. A swing and a foul away. So Max Schumann, the base runner, hit by the pitch, 2-2 to Logan Davidson. Hope I didn't strand you right there trying to do three things at once, and that is just not a smart thing to do. Joe Corbett on the mound, tying run at first base, one man down in the inning. Max runs, pitch is swung on, fouled straight back, do it again. I don't wonder if Max might be running against the right-hander, and he is, so make sure we're all on the same page here. It's one man down, Chase Calabuig bouncing out to third base to open the inning. Max Schumann hit by a pitch, the first one that Joe Corbett threw. Max, the base runner, 2-2 count to Logan Davidson, was running his last time. Is he running? He is. Pitch is taken high and away, the throw, and he's got that base stolen. Crowd will react, but that's a clean steal. There is still a mistake on his stat sheet. Driving me out of my mind. We can't seem to get it corrected. That is 17 out of 20 for Max. If you are glancing anywhere online in minor league baseball, they have him with four caught stealings. That is incorrect. 5% for Max. And now the tying run in scoring position and a 3-2 count to Logan Davidson with one man down here in the top of the eighth. Logan asks for time, steps back in. 3-2 count. Davidson batting from the left side against the right-hander Joe Corbett. Here's the stretching pitch. Swings and bounces, one foul. We'll do it again on 3-2. With first base now open. J.J. Schwarz on deck. Jordan Diaz in the hole in the eighth. A 1-0 game. Logan walked back in the first inning. Hounds had first and second, nobody out. But from there, boy, Cody Bradford just went crazy. Struck out the next six batters he faced. 3-2, stretch and pitch. Logan swings and misses. Comes up empty. He's out on strikes. So two down in the inning. Big strikeout there for Joe Corbett. And the batter is J.J. Schwarz. Boy, again, the really good sink on that pitch, and Logan could not find it. J.J. 1-for-3 with a line drive base hit his last time up. Right-handed hitter, he's the DH in this game. 5-for-12 in the series with a couple of runs driven in. Base hit gave him a six-game hit streak. Right-handed hitter, White swings and a high fly ball. Center field, well struck but not well enough. Plenty of room for Stowers. He's there and the threat is over. Hounds get a hit by a pitch but nothing with it. No runs or hits. Just a hit batsman, no errors. And one man left on base. So middle of the eighth inning in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. The Riders 1. The Rockhounds nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Been a series of pretty good ball games here in Frisco. These two longtime rivals, not quite 2 decades worth. Hounds won the first two. Riders rallied to win last night and lead 1-0 and go to the bottom half of the eighth. The guy who is the difference in the game will lead it off. Again, there have been a couple of calls that the Riders have disagreed with, but the one thing that stands, and no question about it, solo home run from Trey Hare in the second inning, and that has been the only scoring of the game. Takes high and away from Bryce Conley for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Trey Hare, Kellen Strom, and Josh Biggers in the home half of inning number 8. Swings, fly ball foul, back into a pitch black night sky now. One ball, one strike. Ball game was played the first 3 innings, but since then it's quickened a bit. Here's a swing and a miss. Boy, pitch up and in, tied him up in knots. One ball, two strikes. Top prospect for the Rangers, Jack Leiter, goes tomorrow. Matt Milburn will oppose him. 7:05 first pitch. David Leal will be the starter for the Rockhounds on Sunday. Don't know who's going for the Riders just yet. 6:05 series finale. Pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Trey Hare at 238. Home run is 12th, and as we have said a couple times, but I think it bears repeating, his 6th home run in 7 games. Pitch by Conley, back door just wide for a ball. Boy, Bryce thought he got just enough of that, but nope, just skirted around the outside corner. Count is 2-2. Trey Hare, left-handed hitter. Out of Firth, Nebraska. He waits. Pitch by Conley. Ripped by fair ball down into the right field corner. Pitch hung up just a little bit, and Hare jumped all over it. Now it'll be a easy stand-up double. Ball rattled around the corner a little bit, but Hare with a leadoff double here in the 8th inning. When the Riders, of course, would just love to add a little insurance. Right down into that right field corner. Ball got inside bag and rattled around a little bit. Runner in scoring position, nobody out, and Kellen Strom will be the batter. The Riders get activity going in the bullpen. And a right-hander warming with a save scenario, perhaps. Riders try to add to a 1-0 lead. The batter is Kellen Strom, and he is 3-for-3. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 3 singles, couple of them with appearances. It started with an 0-2 count. So he just had a really good night at the plate as the right-handed hitter. Strom ready. Runner the lead off second. Pitch swung on, sliced into the plate perfectly, and the catch is made. Fly ball, shallow right, one man down, runner in scoring position. I want to say the reliever is Nick Starr. I say this often about relief pitchers. They are so sneaky, they don't want you to see their numbers sometimes. My right-hander warming, and looks like he is already ready to go. One on and one man down. Here is Josh Biggers. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Left-handed hitter. Infield cheating in at third is Logan Davidson. The pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Both bullpens now are active. Austin Briggs is warming for the Rockhounds. That's an easy one. He's a left-hander, and there is only one. Couple of lefty starters, but only one in the bullpen. Dancing off second. Roller out towards short. Backhanded nicely by Ironman. Throws across his body and got him. What a play by Jeremy Ironman. The crowd, by the way, the only folks who were objecting, and that was a good stretch by Jordan Diaz. He is not a big, tall guy, and he's right-handed. Ironman right at the shoe tops, and man, did he fire across his body. And Jordan got it, and that's the correct call by, I mean, as close as it can get. Boy, Ironman's made a couple of beauties. And again, Jordan Diaz, whose strength is not defense, that was a really nice pick. Again, he's right-handed, not real tall, and it's unusual for a first baseman. A swing and a miss, Josh Stowers, and it's 0-1. Jordan is only 5'9". And right-handed to boot, but he got the stretch, and that ball did short hop. That was a great play by Ironman and by Diaz. Here's a swing and a miss. 0-2. So, again, a big batter. Obviously, coming to third was Trey Hare. No Monfrisco, last of the eighth. The 0-2 by Conley is down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. And again, the Riders have been the team that has the only run, and the team that has really threatened on multiple occasions. Connolly set, 1-2 count. Pitch takes flight, swung on, popped up. Second baseman Max Schumann there on the dirt. He's got it. Boy, and again, another possible scoring threat is dodged, so the Hounds will keep it a one-run game. In fact, Village Car Wash scored through 8, Frisco 1. Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see what total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Nick Starr comes on to try to close it. Hounds had a 4-0 shutout in Game 2 on Wednesday. The Riders trying to make it a 1-0 ball game. There are big games going on, and there are a bunch of them. Amarillo is still leading San Antonio 5-2. They're in the last of the eighth inning in San Antonio. So the teams closest to the Missions, Frisco and Amarillo, both on top. Amarillo, of course, facing San Antonio. Tulsa is still leading Wichita 5-0. Arkansas with a big lead, so if the 13-2 now. I'll tell you what would happen if those scores hold, but right now let's go to the top of the ninth inning, and it's Jordan Diaz to lead it off. So The Hounds have the guy they would certainly like up there. Nick Starr, big right-hander, delivers, and a chopper to shortstop. Three hops, picked by Ornelas, throws him out just that quickly. One down. Jordan just one for four, frustrated, shakes his head as he walks back to the dugout. When he got a pitch he wanted, that ball hung up just a little bit. Jordan just pounded it into the ground, and Ornelas makes short work of it. Jeremy Eierman, the batter, he's 0 for 3 in this one. Couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center. Jeremy takes that's up and in for a ball. And again, he's a guy with home run pop. He's right behind Jordan for the team lead. Diaz, 11 home runs, and Eierman has 10. Jeremy hit one two nights ago in his first game back. Right-handed hitter takes down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. We had some big-time dramatic swings in Missouri State in Springfield, Missouri. Two balls, no strikes. Swings, high fly ball. That will get out of play. Almost straight back. Two balls, one strike. Kyle McCann on deck. Ninth inning. The Riders lead it by the score of 1-0. A solo home run in the second. Close calls, three, maybe four of them for the Riders. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Nick Starr relieving, most recently Joe Corbett, went two-thirds of an inning. A couple of saves on the year for Nick Starr. The right-hander stretches, delivers, and this ball is swung on and high in the air. Left center field, but it's not going to carry. There is Stowers. He'll haul it in. Boy, ball jumped off the bat, and you wondered. But nope, just a deep fly ball. Two men are out. Now it's up to Kyle McCann as Stowers tucks that one away. Scoreboard is imploring the fans, that is, to get louder, quote, end quote. And here's Kyle McCann. Well, a really good ball game, and those are always tough to say that, of course, when you're on the low end of the score. Swing and a miss. It's quickly 0-1 now to Kyle. He is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk. Hounds had leadoff men on in the third, fourth, and seventh. One out single in the sixth. Pitch swung on and missed. Now it's 0-2. So it is ball game on the line here for the Riders trying to tie the series. They lead the season series 5-4. 0-2, two outs in the ninth. Nick Starr from the stretch, right-hander delivers way up and in for a ball. Count is 1-2. Of course, if the Riders hang on to the win, then Jared Gettert will be maybe less angry about two calls he thought did not go their way. The 1-2 got him. Swing and a miss. Ball game is over. So Nick Starr, that's a really, really big win for the Riders. Especially if Amarillo hangs on and beats San Antonio. Frisco has led the division the vast majority of the first half, but they are three games out coming into play tonight. But they toss themselves a shutout, second shutout of the series. Each team has one. And the Riders will come out on top. It goes all the way back. Of course, there were some other items going on and a couple of arguments. Still think both calls were correct, one of those depending on how the ground rules read, but in the end, one swing decides the game. Four. So in that regard, they certainly had the better of it, but again, only a single run will win it. 1-0 on the Trey Hare solo home run. And so do the Riders, who square this series at two games apiece. Gentlemen, one and all, this Budweiser and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rock Hounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, no runs on four base hits, no errors, 0-4 and 0. Riders, one run, 10 hits, no errors, 1-10-0. And there was one home run, and that obviously was it. Trey Hare, his sixth home run in his last seven games, solo in the second inning. Riders, as we mentioned, threatened a couple of other times, but only one run will cross the dish in this game. The winning pitcher is Cody Bradford. He was outstanding, gave up the four base hits, no runs, one walk, 11 strikeouts. The loss goes to Jeff Criswell, but obviously he pitched extremely well, gave up one run on eight base hits. A couple of those were flares. Walked two, struck out five in his Double-A debut. Pitched extremely well. 6,704, and they wait for fireworks here in Frisco. 2 hours, 45 minutes of baseball daylight time. That is the exact same time as last night's ball game. So the Riders square this series at two games apiece. They lead the season series by a count of 6-4. And we will check the other games. A couple of them were in the home stretch. But for Frisco, bottom line is this is a really, really big win for the Rough Riders to stay very firmly, in fact, in the South Division race. From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, there's one. The Rockhounds, nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Riders one, Rockhounds nothing. But you know what? That's just that's a good ball game. You just have to say that is a really good game. A broadcast icon in the Pacific Northwest, a great hero of mine named Bob Robertson had a. It's a little. It's kind of 50s-ish, 50s, 60s-ish. But he had a line that said. He always closed with it. He said, this is Bob Robertson reminding you to always be a good sport. Be a good sport always. And, yeah, okay, I know. It's a little on the 50s side and a little Boy Scoutish. But you know what? Bob Robertson meant it. He's just one of the great people in broadcast, certainly in the Pacific Northwest. But the point being that games like this make it tough because you fall in a 1-0 ball game and it's you just kind of grimace a little bit, but the Riders went out and they really did have the better of it in the game. The Rockhounds had some threats. They had leadoff men on in the first, third, fourth, and seventh innings and had men on in this game, but the only time really multiple base runners and a real threat was in the top of the first inning when Max Schumann singled, Logan Davidson walked, but from that point, Cody Bradford was just outstanding. Young left-hander with the best command, perhaps, in the Rangers organization, struck out the next six batters he would face. He struck out 11 over 5 1/3 in this game. The only run in the game came on a solo opposite field home run by Trey Hare. We have told you his tale. He had home runs in five consecutive games in Amarillo prior to this series. Did not hit one on Wednesday, but hit one here this evening. And as it turns out, that's the only run of the game. The Riders threatened twice. In each case, they argued calls involved. With a runner at second, J.P. Martinez in the third inning, Jonathan Ornelas singled to left field. Marty Bikina threw to Logan Davidson, who relayed home, and Martinez was called out at the plate. It was close. Jared Gettert argued it. Now, he couldn't see the plate either, although he argued the call. We got a really good look overall, but the plate was not included. So whether or not the call was accurate remains to be seen. Just initially looking down on home plate, it appeared to be a correct call. It was argued, but it stood. It was still 1-0. The more controversial of the two came in the fifth inning. Same guys are involved. Martinez is on at first. Jonathan Ornelas drills a ball off the wall in left field. Now, he had hit the line of demarcation, that yellow line at the top of the green wall in left field, about 7, maybe 8 feet off the ground. If that line is a home run, then it was a home run. If that line is part of the wall, then no, it was simply a ball hit off the wall. Jared Gettert argued it. I thought that, just kind of trying to lip read a little bit, that he had claimed the ball had hit the chain link fence above the outfield wall. That clearly is a home run, but that ball did not hit that chain link fence. So it all gets back to ground rules. If the yellow line is out, then the ball was out, but otherwise it was correct, and it turns into a single for Ornelas. And moments later, Jeff Criswell got a pop out to end the inning, but did not score. Jeff Criswell did a really good job tonight. Cody Bradford clearly the winner, and he was dominant with 11 strikeouts and 5 1/3 scoreless. But Jeff Criswell goes 6 innings in this game, gives up 8 base hits, largely scattered, 1 run on the home run, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts, and that is a really, really solid double-A debut. But the Riders win it by the final score in this one of 1-0. We mentioned a couple of other games going on, and the two pennant races, well, the South got a little closer, or appears that it will get a little closer on this night, as Amarillo is leading San Antonio, or at least they were. Tell you what, I'm going to see if the computer will reboot here and update some scores. It's not showing anything right now. We'll take a quick timeout. Pitching matchup for tomorrow, which includes the Rangers' top prospect. We'll take a quick look at the scoreboard when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes right after this.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Haven't been to Frisco in a while, not since 2019, in fact, and, well, are actually, I believe, shot off from the parking lot behind home plate, behind the press box, so fans gathering on the grass in the outfield, many of them anyway. Some can see from the stands, but I had almost forgotten about that little unusual twist and turn, I think, anyway, to the fireworks. We're about to find out. The Riders with a really, really big win in this game, again, to stay in the race. Amarillo is leading at San Antonio. We won't get a final on that, though. I believe they're having a pitching change. The Missions have scored a run with one man on. They have the tying run at the plate in the last of the ninth. It's 5-3 Amarillo. Tulsa has shut out Wichita, and Arkansas is leading 13-2 in the ninth inning. So real quick in the North Division, Arkansas is now second in the division. Wichita is third. They are a game and a half out. Arkansas one game out, and Tulsa is the leader. Again, the Drillers, the Tulsa Drillers, are the Rockhounds' opponent next week at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Tomorrow, it's Jack Leiter who will go to the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, and he is, as we have mentioned, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. His dad, Al, of course, a longtime major leaguer, and his dad is here to watch son Jack pitch tomorrow. Jack Leiter pitched a little bit a year ago, and with the Riders on the year, he is 5-3, a 6.06 earned run average in 12 starts. He's given up a little bit more than a hit per inning. He has walked 18, struck out 52, so he struck out about a batter per inning. And to this point in time, the numbers have not been what a lot of folks, I'm sure, were anticipating, but his talent, we have seen him once, and his talent is pretty doggone clear. So, Jack Leiter will get the call tomorrow evening. Matt Milburn will oppose him. Right-hander who has been around a little bit, so that will be our matchup for Game 5 of the six-game series. Well, the Riders win it by the final score of 1-0 in a really good ball game from the Metroplex. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Riders Field. 1-0 the final. We'll look forward to starting your weekend with us here on Rockhounds Radio. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends, from the Metroplex.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.